This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome to the dark side. This is Bob Romanek on this rainy Monday morning. Your weather report is over. We're not going to spend 3 hours. And what amazes me, and you know, on my show, you don't know what you'll hear or what I'll talk about. These ignorant bastards, meteorologists, for all the stations, last night it was raining. They're out in the rain with an umbrella showing us that it's raining. I mean, we'll believe you. You can sit inside. You can sit inside in your studios and stay warm. Don't worry about getting hit by lightning. If you say it's raining outside, show us a quick shot. You don't have to show us a shot in Wentzville and then down in Arnold, then in Belleville, and then out in West County. We know it's rain. We know what rain looks like. We know what rain feels like. So don't give us a two-hour synopsis of what the rain's coming down, where it's coming down, and what it may do if it rains for 16 days. We know it'll flood. But anyway, just pisses me off, as do many things. And I want to thank everybody for thanking me for replaying the Michael Brown untribute on Friday. And that's what it was. It was a total untribute, a total disrespect to Michael Brown, a total disrespect to his family. Whenever Michael Brown's father, and it may happen with that asswipe Wesley Bell, that incompetent, newly elected St. Louis County prosecuting attorney. Justice has not been served. Michael Brown Sr. wants an investigation. Hey, take that investigation and shove it up your ass. He was a thug. He was a criminal. He was a no good son of a bitch. And I feel sorry for you that it was your son. But I feel more sorry for Darren Wilson, the police officer who did everything right, who lost his job and probably most of his life. But we'll let that go. Where I want to go and where I want to start off, St. Louis, the mayor, the public safety director, the chief. You know the chief? John Hayden had that, his John Hayden triangle, rectangle, circle, or circle jerk is what it was. We're going to keep everything safe. We've got lollipops passing out. Then they give this activist in North St. Louis $400,000 or $500,000, this black activist, and they're going to take care of the crime. Every time they try to take care of the crime in St. Louis, it gets worse. And I'm not playing with you people. I'm serious. It's a heart attack. It's unbelievable over there. And Lyda Crewson says, we have to do something about it. Well, she's been saying that for the last year and a half. They've said that for the last 10, 15 years in North St. Louis. You know, you can have as many candle vigils as you want. You can have as many marches for peace as you want. But until you get serious, nothing's going to happen. But Crewson seeks cure to combat violent crime. Now, what the hell is wrong with her with the rising murder rate that she's going to put a step towards cutting crime, this time pushing the higher international crime reduction program called Cure Violence. Now, what kind of idiot is going to spend a penny on some crime cure prevention violence? Who the hell is going to do that? She's sending a letter out. She wants to bring a group in to talk to people and get people out on the streets to let people know that it's not proper to shoot somebody in the head or kill somebody needlessly. What kind of crap are you talking, Lida Cruson? It's your watch. You're the mayor. Lying Lida Cruson, the mayor of St. Louis. This has all happened on your watch. It says the city's been rattled by a streak of violence with 126 homicides by Wednesday. And she says events have escalated the need to implement crime prevention alternatives. Well, those crime prevention alternatives, Lida Cruson, should have been implemented on day one of your administration. Day one of your administration. Now, you know what's going on in the black areas, and they tell me that you're really not concerned. I've heard from some reliable sources that you're not all that concerned with the black community. It says the police department's going to pair up with federal agents, and that's great. They'll do a good job. But this Cure Violence says brings a novel approach. It trains local residents in crisis intervention. Now, local residents aren't going to stop these thug nigger killers, these rapists, these armed robbers, these carjackers, these dope pushers. And if anybody says any difference, I've been a policeman long enough, or was a policeman long enough to tell you that that's stupid. That's stupid. That's ignorance. It says send them out in their own communities and change the hearts and minds of people at high risk of violence. What the hell's that make? What are you talking about? You don't have to change the minds and hearts of people at high risk of violence. They know. They know they don't want to die. They know they don't want to get shot in the head. They know they want to come home to their families. And it says to ultimately stop shootings before they occur. Now, who the hell in St. Louis, I don't give a damn who it is over there, they're going to be wasting all your money. They're going to hire people to come in and talk to people about violence, and you don't want to get hurt, you don't want to get killed. That shows you how stupid Lida Cruza is. That shows you how stupid the chief, the public safety director are when it comes to stopping crime. You don't communicate with the people at risk of violence. You communicate with the bums who create the violence. But no, they want to talk the talk. They never walk the walk. And Alderman, President of the Board of Aldermen, Lewis Reed, a nice guy, said he's really happy to hear that the mayor is on board opening a Cure Violence Center in a high crime area. That Cure Violence Center is going to do nothing. They're going to have $700,000 to launch two or three centers. Now, you people understand, this James Clark, the vice president of the Better Lives Matter, he had $400,000 or $500,000. He says it's similar to his program. Well, Mr. Clark, James Clark, if it's similar to your program, it's going to be a disaster, because your program that you've got $400,000 or $500,000 for has really, really became a disaster. But I have to ask, Lida Cruson, all the killings. They had another eight-year-old little boy killed on Saturday at a football jamboree. Now, you can be pissed at me. I know I'm a racist. No, I'm a realist, and I'm thinking out loud, and I know all the proud whites and blacks are doing the same thing. Here's two black high schools, and they're having a football jamboree, and there's fights and shootings and killings at the two football. Now, who the hell would think, now at a rap session with Waka Flocka Nigger, or a rap session with one of these hard rappers, I understand. It's not right, but I understand smoking dope, drinking, acting a fool. But at a football, high school football jamboree, they're going to have two different jamborees in two different areas, and the niggers are shooting and killing at football jamborees. Now, one of the high school coaches from Cardinal Ritter says, hey, I'm telling my guys, unless we're on the field playing, stay away. What kind of country, what kind of town, what kind of community is that you live in when you tell your students, if you're not involved in the football game, stay away, because there could be killings? Now, I know the niggers, not the proud blacks, always keep them out of the equation. The niggers, they want to blame it on the white guy. It's the white guy's fault. It's a police officer's fault. It's this guy's fault. It's that guy's fault. No, it's not. It's the culture. It's the culture of corruption. It's the culture that's driven the niggers, not the proud blacks. The proud blacks have gotten out of the area. It's more of a culture than the lack of gun control, but they want to always say it's gun control. We control the guns. No, if you control the guns, they'll use cars, they'll use bombs, they'll use bottles, they'll use knives. And all you good people know that. That's nothing more than political rhetoric for this election coming up. Gotta have. But I'll tell you, for you good people in St. Louis, Now you're offering $25,000 reward for the next week for information leading to the arrest and the recent shootings of young children. Now, what is this? What are you, Lyda Crewson? Are you a Steve Harvey? Is it a game show with you, you ignorant bitch, and you people that are putting this money up? Why is it just for 1 week? $25,000 for information for the arrest and conviction, and it's good until September the 1st. What the hell do you mean it's good until September the 1st? What? Is, again, a game show? Is this person's life, this little boy's life, not any better than a week? Not any better than a week? If we don't do it in a week, don't do it in a week, the $25,000 off the table. And what really bothers me in the black community, that you have to put up 25 cents, let alone $25,000. To rat out the bastard that killed an 8-year-old innocent. What could an 8-year-old innocent child do to the bastard that did the killing? Nothing. But now, oh, we got to do it. We're offering rewards. Now, do you people understand what I'm saying? This is all in the black community. All, and they can say what they want about the white guys. They can say what they want about the white guys, but it's all in the black community. The blacks are afraid to come out. The blacks are saying, hey, we're going to stay at home. We have to change this. Hell yeah, it has to be changed, but it has to be changed from the top. There has to be some kind of plan, Lyda Crewson. There has to be some kind of plan to get the violence off the street. And you're not going to get it off the street by paying people to go in and talk to people in violent areas and telling them, hey, you're living in a violent area. They all know, Lyda Crewson, they all know that it's a violent area, and you're going to have to do something about it. All the killings, people, all the killings. St. Louis is offering a reward. We're all at risk, says St. Louis Mayor. A string of fatal child shootings climbed to 9 in a matter of a 3 or 4 months. No, we're not all at risk, Lyda Crewson. You've got a police bodyguard. You're not at risk. You're a dumbass idiot married to a dumbass idiot. Mike Owens, what a piece of crap he is and still is. But Lyda, you're way over your head when it comes to crime prevention. Your chief is way over his head. Your public safety director is way over his head. And you notice that I'm saying black and white, not just black, because there's a lot of white, ignorant, stupid son of a bitches out there. And Lyda Crewson, you're one of them. The ball's in your court, Lyda Crewson. You're the mayor. You're the leader of this once great community. What the hell are you doing about it? All these shootings, 6 people shot and killed within 24 hours in St. Louis. And what's Lyda Crewson doing about it? Nothing. Not doing a damn thing. 8-year-old girl shot near a high school. A preseason football event. I'm sorry, I thought it was a boy, it was a girl. The 7-year-old last week was a boy. It's hell when you can't keep up on the killings of young children, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years old. Isn't that hell? When you got to sit there and talk about it, shot, 8-year-old girl shot to death, standing there, shot to death. The other high school, football jamboree. No, it's a football massacre is what it is. It's not a football jamboree. And it just pisses me off that nobody's going to address it but me. They're going to talk. How long have they been talking the crap? We're going to take care of North St. Louis. We're going to take care of the crime. How many marches have they had in the last, not just 1 year, 2 years that we can remember, but the last 10, 15, 20 years? Those marches don't do a damn thing. Hell, Hayden had a march and was talking at a school about crime prevention, got called out because a kid was killed that afternoon that he was talking. You guys can talk the talk, but you better at some point in time start walking the walk. Let's take some callers. Go ahead, Ed. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, this is on the same subject you're talking about. Okay, Lyda Crewson and one of those black aldermen up there, this was in June, and they haven't said anything more about this, but he said there has been 1,200 shootings and all the murders and stuff, and they need help up there. Okay, well, 1,200 shootings in June, that's about 200 a month average. Okay, so you may say there's 1,600 by now, minimum, you know.
So I don't know if that's correct. I don't think you're correct on that, but I'll verify that or try to verify that, but go ahead.
And 8 white. Okay. On the female side, there's 12 black female, one Hispanic, and 4 white, and 1 unknown gender. Okay. So therefore, that makes you 128. So, and then she's on, she said that first in June, she's blaming it on, there's people carrying guns that they don't have to take any drink. She's blaming it on constitutional carry. Missouri is a constitutional carry state. And she says, well, it's because of those guns. Well, if it's a constitution, wouldn't it be statewide where all these shootings are happening?
Yeah.
No.
Well,
it's up there.
Yeah, Ed, Ed, they're all up there. But what's your point, Ed? What's your point?
Well, that's just it. She's blaming it on guns again.
Well, hell, if a gun kills, you're going to blame it on. You're not going to blame it if your son killed somebody or my son killed somebody. The gun went off accidentally. The gun was malfunctioned. The gun with this, Ed. We know that. The problem is if the niggers, and it's not the proud blacks are out of that area. They sit there and make 15,000 complaints on me because I call the niggers out, not the proud blacks. Always keep them out of the equation. But these niggers, they're going to continue to kill. You can't soft soap them. You can't give them money. You can't give them anything. And there's some white crackers and hunkies the same way. But the violence seems to be primarily in the black community in North St. Louis. And it's been going on, Ed, for year after year after year. I'm tired of reading about it in the paper. I don't go in St. Louis much anymore, not because they don't like me and they may shoot me. I'm liable to get shot just because I'm a white guy. I'm liable to get shot just because I'm driving in the wrong area at the wrong time. But don't you think that's a hell of a way to live? In the city of St. Louis?
Yes, it is. That's those numbers I gave you. Strictly saying, it's black. 100 black males is the lead of the group that's been killed. And 1,200 shootings. And then she's blaming it on Constitution, which is a state law.
Yeah.
Now, she's blaming that. Typical Democrat.
Yeah.
She don't want to go to the root of the problem. She won't address the problem.
Well, Ed,
and you know as well as I what the problem
is. Yeah, I know what is the problem, Ed?
Well, it's like I heard this one.
No, not what you heard. No, not what you heard. What do you think the problem is?
You'd have better luck with nigger control than you would with gun control.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks for the call, Ed. And exactly right. And not the proud blacks. As always, keep the proud blacks out. But so they get pissed at me. The niggers get pissed at me because I've exposed them for what they are. Now the proud blacks will talk to me. I've got black friends come up to me every day and tell me thanks for separating them. But we won't go there now. But at the end of the day, this talking crap, you got to quit walking the walk, Lida Cruson. James Jones, I guess that's the name of the public safety director. Don't know, don't give a damn. He could be Superman. He needs to get out there and do something. John Hayden, the chief of police, needs to get out there and do something. I think they're illiterate. I just think they don't, they may be decent people, but they just don't know what the hell they're doing. And they keep on not knowing what the hell they're doing. And every time they keep on not knowing what the hell they're doing, there's another little boy, another little girl shot. And it breaks my heart. And it's a black girl and it's a black boy. If I was a racist, I'd say good riddance. No, I say they're young, beautiful children. Until anybody grows up to become a bum, black or white, he's an innocent child. She's an innocent child. And these are innocent child. It's 7, 8 years old. They're not out there pushing dope. They're not out there killing people. They're not out there carjacking, robbing, burning things down. Now, if it was a 25-year-old bum, I'd say good riddance, and I really would. I wouldn't give a damn what color, black or white. But aren't you people out there tired of Lida Cruson over in St. Louis? Aren't you tired of the public safety director? Aren't you tired of the chief of police? You need to get rid of all three of them. I know you can't get rid of the mayor, but the mayor, you can put the heat on the mayor to bring in some competent police leadership to do something about the violence. Now, people can say, oh, Romantic, there you go, that racist crap. No, it's North St. Louis. What's in North St. Louis? A bunch of thug criminal niggers. What's in North St. Louis? All this violence, all this crime. I remember a month ago, we're going to stop this. We're going to have meetings. We're going to do whatever. You saw what the hell happened. And now Lida Cruson took somebody's advice. I don't know if it was the chiefs, the public safety directors, who it was, to bring in this cure prevention detail that's going to go get paid. $700,000-$800,000 of your taxpayers' money wasted over in St. Louis, going to get paid to walk around the community and tell you stay out of the violence. You shouldn't be violent. Well, those people aren't violent, Lida Crewson. If you can get all the bums at 3 o'clock in the morning after they get done pushing dope, killing people, robbing, raping, carjacking, then maybe if you can get to them, maybe something can be done. But the rate you're going, Lida Crewson, all you're doing is spinning your wheels. And it's okay if you spin your wheels on this soccer deal where it should be in North St. Louis. So you could, if you're serious about expanding North St. Louis and making North St. Louis a lot safer, that stadium in North St. Louis will bring restaurants. You heard me on Friday bring all that. But now they say, well, the soccer league wanted it in downtown St. Louis. Well, sure they did, because the mayor and all of them got together and said, hey, we can't have nothing up in North St. Louis. There'd be too many killings. So we're going to say that it's the soccer league that's going to make us have it here or make us have it there. I say to the proud black community and the niggers, where's the marching? Where's the bitching now? It could be in North St. Louis. They haven't come up with an area yet. I think that would be the first step. I think that would be the first step to prevent some of the violence, and I think it would expand from that. This is not an overnight fix, people. It didn't happen overnight, and it's not going to be fixed. It's not going to be fixed overnight. Go ahead, Travis. You're on the dark side.
Hello, Bob. My name's Travis. I'm a proud human being, not just a proud white man, but a proud human being. And I just wanted to talk about the race I went to on Saturday. Are you familiar with the IndyCar race?
No, I'm not.
I think it was at the racetrack out there in Illinois. There was a big race on Saturday night. It was a fun time. Proud white people, proud black people. Everyone had a great time. No violence. But I got to say, they lost millions of dollars, I'd have to say, because they didn't tell everybody it was cash only. And I figured they would. I was saying, do you have any answer on why they wouldn't tell people that it was cash only? Because they ran out of beer and stuff pretty quick.
Well, what does cash only have to do with running out of beer?
Well, I just figured, you know, not everyone had cash, and all their ATM machines were out of cash by, like, the second lap. And
well, then why would they run out of beer if they only had ATM money and they didn't have cash? Seems like there'd be a lot of beer left over, don't you think, Travis?
I was hoping so, because when I go to Illinois, I like to have a good time, and I was hoping to catch a buzz, you know, maybe to go to the strip clubs and stuff.
Okay, well, Travis, thanks for that enlightening conversation. Let him go. I mean, we're talking about a serious issue, and here Travis wants to talk about not being able to use a credit card. See, if that guy was white, he was an idiot. He went, Travis, you can get mad at me, but you're still an idiot. But people, back to this serious situation, and you guys know I clown, I play around, I like to have fun, but I'm as serious as a heart attack when I say this crap in St. Louis has to be stopped. This crime prevention deal they've got going to have going, it's like they're grasping for straws. We don't have anything else to do. We've had marches. We've had seminars. We've had protests. We've had this. We've had that. Nothing seems to work. Well, this cure violence is not going to work either, Lida Crewson. Everybody get a pen and paper, write it down that Bob Romanek said on this date, whatever the hell date it is, that this cure violence program is not. And I would hope it does. I don't want to see even the niggers get killed. They deserve to live. If they do something wrong, they deserve to go to jail. If they kill somebody, then they don't deserve to live. But I think everybody has the equal opportunity to be able to live and not get shot down in the streets. But it's amazing. And I'd have to say, everybody that moved out of North St. Louis, every white person, every proud black person, how racist are you? You people know why. Well, when we've not, the area was getting bad. No, you moved out because the niggers, not the proud blacks, but the rotten niggers were moving in. I don't see any white people living in North City and shooting each other and going out and killing on Cote Brilliant or North Grand or some of these streets. It's the niggers. And if anybody says any different, they're a damn liar or they're stupid. It's the niggers, people. It's like Chris Rock says, I love black people, but I hate me a nigger. And I feel the same way, and I think the proud blacks feel that way. Now, again, I know I get heat for it, and I know they're trying to throw me off the air, and I know they wish I was dead, and I don't give a damn about either of the three. Whatever happens will happen, but I'll be damned until it does. I'm going to tell you the truth. You're not going to hear this on KMOX. You're not going to hear this on KSD. You're not going to hear this anywhere but right here, because you're going to get the unfiltered truth, whether you like it or not. And again, if you don't like it, just don't listen. Turn off the damn radio. But to have all this crap happen in the last month or two, and now they're going to have some kind of cure violence. You people in St. Louis, especially North St. Louis, even the niggers, you guys don't go out and tear down something or burn up something or rob somebody or kill somebody, but demand that there be something done in North St. Louis. You know, you nigger, and I got to say nigger politicians, because a proud black man would be up there bitching. You wouldn't be bitching about a black thug being shot by a white police officer. You'd be bitching about your children. Where is all the riots and all the confusion and all the protests now that an eight-year-old little black, proud black, beautiful little girl was shot down on Saturday night. Or I'm sorry, Friday night. Where is all the outrage, niggers? I see no outrage at all. I don't see anybody in the street. If it had been me and I lived in North St. Louis and this crap was going on, I guarantee you, no violence, but something would get done. No, all you guys want to do is violence, and let's blame the white guy. Always blame the white guy. I'm surprised there wasn't a white police officer or some way that you guys got somebody white involved in this, but apparently you're not that smart. But think about it. All the killings, everything going on. But what are they touting? They're touting the new soccer league. You got Lyda Crewson and all the politicians up on the stage with policemen all around in a safe area. They're touting the great, great, great soccer field. And I don't see many blacks playing soccer, so I think that may have a little racial overtone too. But you North St. Louis niggers, you aldermen and all you bastards up there, you politicians, I know you listen. If you don't, you record it. Well, you can pick out how many times I said nigger. Well, pick out how many times the nigger stations say nigger on their rap, their violent, violent rap songs. But anyway, Lyda Crewson, somebody needs to call you out. Not yesterday, not the day before, but about 6 months ago when you promised. Remember when they had the Hayden Triangle, the big deal, the kid was killed, and oh, we're going to straighten it all out. That's been months ago. Not only is it not better, it's getting progressively worse. And what are we doing? We're sitting around letting them talk about the soccer field, where it's going to be, talk about this, talk about anything, but the most serious situation in the city of St. Louis, the killing of innocent blacks. Now, the crap bum blacks, the dopers and whatever, and get killed, that's secondary. Who gives a damn? But when a seven-year-old proud black boy and an eight-year-old proud little black beautiful girl gets gunned down in North St. Louis by other niggers. It's not a white guy driving down the street. Don't believe that at all. And I know you guys don't believe it. Isn't it amazing? Go ahead, Scott. We'll take one more call before break. You're on the dark side.
Hey, Bob, you know, talking about those football games and that violence, did you know that East St. Louis is Friday night? They're having like the one of the biggest ones in the Midwest, with a bunch of those thug schools from Chicago, East St. Louis, Cahokia, St. Louis, coming down here. And on the news, the police are already saying, we need reinforcements. So what do you think is going to happen down there?
You know what I think, Scott? I'm from East St. Louis. I graduated from East St. Louis High School. There was never any big problems. And I know this is a big city of championship football classic. And I think with all the crap happening in St. Louis, I guarantee you, I think you'll see more state troopers, more East St. Louis policemen. I would bet, and if I was the chief of East St. Louis, I would call in the state police, and I would have two or three patrolling the outer perimeter, two or three patrolling the parking lot, and about 15 or 20, if not more, inside the stadium. I think the police officers can, if their hands get untied, I think police officers can do their job. But with their hands tied, these bums, these criminals know that the police officers don't have much power, don't have much authority. But no, I think this weekend, and I think most of the games will be during the day, I think Saturday and Sunday, I'm not for sure. But I would bet you'll see more police presence down there in East St. Louis this week than ever before.
All right, well, fair enough, buddy.
Okay, Scott, thank you very much. Thanks for the call. We're going to take a quick break. Callers, hold on. We'll try to get to you right after this break. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Going to take it anymore. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper. I want everybody off their ass, both proud white and proud black. We shouldn't take it anymore. Six people shot and killed within 24 hours, people. What the hell's going on? What the hell's going on in St. Louis where the politicians can't come together? A friend of mine just called and made a great, great comment. Said, take the handcuffs off all the police officers. Kim Gardner, Lyda Crewson, all you ignorant bastards, take your hands off the police officers. Let them do their job. Take the handcuffs off. Let them do their job, and you'll see it'll be a lot safer. These towns and communities will never be totally safe, no matter where you go. But to have the killings of innocent 7 and 8 year old beautiful young black kids, to have them gunned down, not even in the prime of their life. And where's the niggers? Where is the niggers? I guess the niggers can't make it racist. If you can't make it racist, they don't want to play. They don't care. Guarantee if it had been a white guy and they could have proved it, they come by and shot that 7-year-old black boy or 8-year-old black girl, I guarantee you they'd be right in the streets as I'm speaking. And you people know that. They ride those niggers right in the streets for nothing. They'd be riding the streets, but they don't care. Black on black crime, that's okay. And remember, they don't snitch. But they're offering up to $100,000 for four cases where they're all offering $25,000. But hey, this is Bob Romanek in the game show. You got to come up with an answer before September the 1st. If not, those four lies apparently didn't mean a damn to Lyda Crewson. Apparently didn't mean a damn to the people that are putting up the reward. What a play that is. What a political play that is. Well, we're going to do it, but we'll hold our breath, and hopefully we won't get any leads by September the 1st. I ask you and everybody else, Lyda Crewson and all you idiots, Public Safety Director, Chief John Hayden, why would you pull it off after September the 1st? That's not even a week off. Why would you pull it off? Why wouldn't you keep it riding? Eventually, somebody will need that money bad enough. But, you know, they don't snitch on their own. They don't snitch. Let a black person kill a black person. That's what it said in the paper. They don't snitch. But let a white person beat the hell out of a black person illegally, or not even illegally. And, man, there's riots in the street. Where's all the uproar? Where's all the uproar in the black community now? That shows how hypocritical you niggers are. That shows that you're a bunch of no good rotten bastards. And I'd say the same thing if it was in a white community. But see, white people won't put up with that. There may be problems in the white community, but they make sure they're taken care of. You niggers don't care. All you care about is being elected. All you care about is getting out there in the street and telling people how bad the white people are. If you'd quit telling everybody how bad we are as white people and do something for the proud black community, we all, I say we'd all be a lot better off. But apparently you're not going to do it. Again, if you can't make it racist, I guess you guys don't want to play. But just remember people, Lyda Crewson, she's responsible. The chief of police, the public safety director, who are both black, are responsible. They can come up with all the rhetoric they want. They come up with, we're going to do this, we're giving money. But when they try to talk to people out on the street, that's the stupidest, biggest waste of money ever. You got to unhandcuff our police officers. You got to let them get out on the street and fight crime. They're soldiers. You can't send a soldier out with a backpack and no gun, no bullets, and tell him, oh, don't hurt nobody, don't do nothing, let it go. No, you got to send them out there. And I'm not advocating the police officers do anything wrong, but I'll be damned. They have to get out there. They have to do their job. They don't have to worry about if they handcuff somebody a little bit too hard, or they push somebody that just raped somebody or sold some dope, push them in the car a little bit too hard because the crap bum didn't want to get in the car. Remember that, people, and we'll continue this, St. Louis. I want to get off of it. I'm tired of talking about it, and I don't have a dog in that fight. But it pisses me off when proud people, being black, white, green, yellow, or purple, when they get killed and nobody wants to do anything about it other than talk. You can talk all day long, but it's not getting anything done. And I'm going to talk about the crime on the Illinois side just as bad, but there's an article in the paper. You know, this crap bum nigger thug had a $5 million bond, so that was good, who killed this Illinois State Police officer, Nicholas Hopkins. Got shot in the head and died. I like the newspaper. I love the newspaper, and think about it. Here's my premise. The reporter is Carolyn P. Smith. She's a black gal. She's an idiot. Not competent. I don't think she can read or write. But now listen to this and see what I'm talking about, if you can. A police standoff in East St. Louis, in an East St. Louis neighborhood, ended late Friday afternoon after an Illinois State police trooper lost his life and three people were taken into custody. A police standoff in an East St. Louis neighborhood ended late Friday afternoon after an Illinois State trooper lost his life and three people were taken into custody. Now, here's my premise. Number one, I believe the reporter's a racist. She's a nigger. She's a racist, an idiot. If it would have been a black police officer shot, and it would have been three white guys shooting him, you know, I guarantee you, I'd bet $1 million to your dime. It is a police standoff ended when a black Illinois State trooper lost his life and three white suspects were taken into custody. Now tell me anybody, you can argue that point all day long, but you're arguing wrong because you know that's exactly what was said, what would have been said. A black officer killed by three white guys. And here, a trooper lost his life and three people were in custody. Doesn't say anything about black and white. But if it had been turned, if the tide and the flip had been scripted, and it would have been turned to a black police officer shot by three white guys, one white guy. Guarantee you, and you people all know it, think about all the articles you've read. Black this, got hurt by a white this. But nothing was ever mentioned about the color. Nothing was ever mentioned about this proud police officer being gunned down, has a family, and we want to salute him for his bravery, and we want to say that we definitely send our condolences out to the Hopkins family. But I have to make a point. Nothing was said. Where are the niggers rioting in the streets? Where are the white people? Where's the uproar when a low-life, greasy, sleazy, cowardly nigger guns down a white professional police officer trying to protect all of us, both black and white? I ask, where's the uproar now? There's no marching in the streets when a nigger kills a white police officer. Where are all you Black Lives Matter? Where are all you Antifa? I guess you're right. I guess the slogan's right. Only Black Lives Matter to you bastards. Think about it, people. If it had been just the opposite, and a white man would have killed a black police officer in that situation, there'd have been riots in the streets. Do this, we got to do that. We need this and we need that. But when a proud white police officer gets killed, Now, there were some articles in the paper on television, and his family deserved that. But think about it. Think about it. If the tide had been turned, it'd have been a totally different situation, a totally different situation. And I don't see any white people other than Bob Romanek saying, hey, it's wrong. Those niggers all need to do 500 years. The one nigger needs to die for killing a professional police officer just trying to protect, don't forget about it, just trying to protect people like me and you. No matter how much money a state trooper or a police officer makes, it's not worth their lives. It's not worth not coming home to their children, their family. But apparently the Illinois State Trooper Nicholas Hopkins thought that it was worth protecting the public for him to not to come home that day. But it just pisses me off in the newspaper where a trooper lost his life and three people were taken into custody. Before we go to break, think about it. If it had been just the opposite, there'd have been riot in the streets. Hell, these niggers don't even riot when they kill each other, when they kill a nine-year-old girl. So next time you niggers want to give me crap and say, hey, he's saying nigger and he ought to be off the air, why don't you go over there and use your energy to protect and find the people that are killing your innocent children over there in North St. Louis, you bunch of hypocritical, no-count, good-for-nothing nigger criminal bastards. And always, as always, keep the proud, proud black community out of it. They don't want any part of this crap either. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting at its finest. You won't get this anywhere else, and maybe you don't want it. America's Bi-State Voice. Listen to me, people. The voice of freedom to speak what you want freely. Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be Patriots. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the dark side. As always, we're running out of time, but I'm going to hit this tomorrow. The opinion section of St. Louis Post Disgrace by Todd Robertson. What a faggot, ignorant little bitch boy he is. The big letters, the unwashed American stain. After 400 years, this nation has yet, this is from Todd Robinson, the white, ignorant, stupid, cracker son of a bitch. After 400 years, this nation has yet to deliver justice for the crime of slavery. 400 years. Now, they're having a big march. They're having a big to-do talking about they marked the moment 400 years ago. Now, these are the blacks wanting to do that. But it says when they were talking about paying slavery a few years back, the moment died when the nation's first black president, Barack Obama, rejected the idea. He rejected the idea and he was black. But what pisses me off, you can't have a monument up because it hurts the niggers because it talks about slavery, reminds them of slavery. But they can have put on all kind of different celebrations about slavery. Now they're saluting 400 years of slavery. And you know why that is? Because of reparation. And it says, well, any substantial reparation plan must be built around billions of dollars in federal and state expenditures to rebuild tattered and abandoned areas like North St. Louis, invest heavily in urban schools, job training programs. Are you crazy? That crap's been going on for the last 20 years. You niggers have been getting reparation for the last 20, 30 years, along with the new free telephones, free food, free housing. But after 400 years, as Todd Robertson, this faggot little bitch from the St. Louis Post Disgrace, after 400 years, this nation is yet to deliver justice for the crime of slavery, putting us white people back. Now, the niggers, when they want to talk about it, they want to have their celebrations about slavery. They want to have something about 400 years because they want to keep reminding us of what happened 400 years ago. The hell with what happened 400 years ago. Let's worry about what happened 400 minutes ago, 400 days ago. But no, they want to keep that. They want to throw that in our faces, in the white community's face, something we had nothing to do with. I feel bad about slavery. Never should have had it. But I'm not paying anybody's debt from 400 years ago, and I hope you good people, all you proud white people, feel the same way I do. As always, it's time to go. So I hope that you've learned a little bit from me today, other than I'm a crazy son of a bitch, because we have to work together, the proud whites and proud blacks, to get rid of this violence. In North St. Louis, that is an emergency. Something needs to be done. Not yesterday, the day before, but as I said, 6, 8 months, 2, 3, 5 years before. Get something done for the proud blacks that are still living there before they destroy the niggers, to even destroy the proud blacks. And as always, it's always the politicians' fault, because they're the ones that continue to divide and conquer us. Let's remember that with the elections coming up. So let's continue to unite as we do today and every day. Let's continue to expose these rotten bastards as we do today and every day. And as always, let's destroy them, because they're continuing to destroy us. No violence. Let's destroy them politically, of course, right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romanek, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigger nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigger nation. All the nigger think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigger this and nigger that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigger nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all of the illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddyless babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration.
Now it's time for the breakdown.
nigga. And I don't mean Negro, nigga. I don't mean black man, I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All-American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis.